Well, let's turn now to March Madness, which is living up to its name. The next games aren't until Thursday when the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA basketball begins, but fans might need that time to recover from the weekend full of upsets, like Northern Iowa over the Texas Longhorns, a stunning buzzer beater. Here's how it sounded on TBS.
Jesperson, half-court heave for the win.
And that would be Paul Jesperson, who suddenly finds himself in the limelight with that basket. But of course, we know these games are also almost biblical life lessons in loss for the kids who get knocked out. Nicole Auerbach covers college basketball for USA Today Sports. Nicole, I'm sure you can illustrate.
Well, speaking of that Northern Iowa team, then they go and blow a 12-point lead with just over 30 seconds to go and end up losing to Texas A&M on Sunday night. So like you were talking about the highs and the lows of March Madness, it's, you know, that team is the epitome of that. I was in Brooklyn. I got to see Stephen F. Austin, the Lumberjacks, led by Thomas Walkup, who literally looked like a lumberjack. He had the most incredible beard. They pull off a big upset, a 14-3 upset on Friday, and then come this close to beating Notre Dame and getting a chance to go to the Sweet 16. But there were some crazy buzzer beaters. We had double-digit seed upsets. We had even a team like Gonzaga that usually is good in the tournament, kind of snuck in this year, and they're in the Sweet 16. It was just nonstop. I am glad there are no more games until Thursday. I need to sleep. There was just too much excitement.
Well, you mentioned Stephen F. Austin. This is the public school in East Texas, small school, about 12,000 people. If you didn't, you know, see them burst on the scene in 2014, you saw them this past weekend. But, you know, as you say, until they do that, a small school like that, people think it's a person, you know, Stephen
yes.
F. Austin. But it's a school that's really been coming on strong. Just give us one more. Yale, of course, you know, it's really funny, as you write, that Ivy League students would become the lovable underdogs when they upset Baylor, but they couldn't make it past their next team. Just one more of the teams that did make it through.
Well, Syracuse is one, and I know they're not. It's actually been interesting. There were so many crazy upsets and so much going on the first weekend, yet only two double-digit seeds are through to the Sweet 16, and they are brand names. It's Syracuse as a 10 seed that was potentially, you know, it was considered a surprise team to get into the field, and then Gonzaga is an 11 seed. So none of the really Cinderella stories, like the Middle Tennessee State, who was a 15 seed and upset Michigan State, number two seed that many, many people had going to the Final Four or winning it all in their brackets. They did not make it through to the Sweet 16, but for 48 hours, you get to fall in love with them. You get to fall in love with Little Rock, Arkansas. We had a lot of those teams, but unfortunately, they didn't get through the first weekend, but they did bust a lot of brackets. In the meantime,
Little Rock, first-year coach, you write, almost an entire roster of transfers. They upset Purdue, but then lost to
Iowa State. Yeah. And that was also a great story, though. George Niang, their senior, he gets to the Sweet 16. There's a lot of seniors and some special moments. Buddy Hield and Oklahoma are also through to the Sweet 16. So we get to watch them a little bit longer, too. So, you know, there's pros and cons to all these upsets, too.
Right. Well, parents, just remember, if you've got somebody like a 16-year-old that's been in my house moaning, oh, Michigan State, you know, being kicked out, remind them of another famous Michigan game and that Larry Bird did not win. His team did not win the NCAAs. A little lesson there. Nicole Auerbach of USA Today Sports, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And again, to that Michigan State game, Michigan State falling to Middle Tennessee State, here's how some of that sounded.
Inside, knocked away. Raymond got it. A steal. And here come Middle Tennessee, wide to the lane, give it up. Upshaw, throw down, and a
that tape courtesy of CBS. Again, Tennessee went on to beat Michigan State, being called the biggest upset in the history of the NCAA. So again, Larry Bird lost too.